So this was a woman who discovered a hard-boiled egg at the end of somebody's school bag.
Yes, some of the things you find in school bags and how revolting they could be at times. I found bananas. I've also had a few eggs in my time. Blueberries aren't great.
Right.
If they've been in there for a couple of weeks. Or
bananas are the worst, aren't they?
Bananas get into the seams of the school bags. You have to soak them.
Bananas and then, I think, a natural Greek yogurt. Jane discovered quite something unusual at the end of her paddle bag.
Oh.
The worst thing that I found wasn't in a child's school bag. It was in my paddle racket bag.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't figure out the smell in the car wash. I thought, oh my gosh, what's after happening?
Yeah.
And I eventually got home, checked out my bag, and there was a little dead mouse in the bottom of it. And it probably been there for a couple of days because I hadn't paddled for a while. So that wasn't a very pleasant moment.
Oh my God, how did you kill the mouse?
Well, no, it's probably died from the stench.
Oh.
Of her gear. Mandy will never, ever forget.
I had this horrendous smell coming from under my staircase.
Oh no.
In the cupboard. And honestly, I thought it was like a mouse or something had died in the cupboard. So got my dad up, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Find out what the stinking source was. And turned out that my darling son had left a flask in his school bag of hot chocolate over the whole summer.
Right.
We had been away down at our mobile home for like about 8 weeks. And yeah, I thought it was a dead mouse, but the lid had come off the flask in the school bag and the smell was horrendous. Obviously, bag, books, anything that was in it went straight out in the bin.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was a dead mouse.
Yeah.
Or even worse, trauma. Have a great day.